Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt, who will return tomorrow. And let's check in with Joseph Lindsley. Joseph, I just got an alert on my phone. At least 41 people killed in Russian missile strike. What's going on where you are?
Well, Wendy, hello from Kyiv. And since we last spoke before the Labor Day holiday on Friday, it's been a very intense few days throughout Ukraine. And, you know, we've seen, I mean, since last Monday, it's been very sustained Russian attacks almost every day throughout Ukraine. And I want to share with you all when we wrap up in a few minutes, some sounds of what I experienced and what I heard in the early hours of Monday morning here in Kyiv. So you can feel a little bit what it's like to be here. But before that, we've had intense Russian attacks here upon Kyiv City, and especially in Kharkiv, that great city where I've spent so much time, just about 30 miles from Russia. The Russians hit Kharkiv on Sunday afternoon. More than 10, probably about a dozen missiles hit within the space of a few minutes. Really awful and intense attacks. You know, when people are out and about on a beautiful Sunday, and miraculously there. There were injuries, but no one died. It was really a miracle that no one was killed. A few days before, because the Russians have once again been pounding Kharkiv City, a few days before, in one of the beautiful parks of that city. And, you know, that the Kharkiv parks are absolutely amazing places. They are impeccable. There's no litter. The lawns are perfectly maintained. Really lovely places, especially on a summer afternoon. And there was a teenage girl sitting on a bench, and the Russian missile hit nearby. And the best I can describe what happened is she was decapitated by that on a Sunday afternoon, and her mother was nearby, and so this is the hellfire that Russia continues to rain down upon a city like Kharkiv, which before 2022 most people in that city spoke Russian in the same way that, as I mentioned before, that people in Dublin, Ireland speak English, but now because of what Russia's been doing to their city, people really make an effort even to change their language and to speak Ukrainian. But that city has really seen a lot of suffering, and also the southern city of Zaporizhia, that in the ancient sort of homeland of the Cossack people. Last night, a major missile attack with fatalities. And so this has been an extremely difficult time, but still there's, the Ukrainians are holding ground in Kursk in that region of Russia. And so it's not all bad news. The Russians are making progress in Donbass very, very slowly. On Friday, was it on Saturday, nice summer weekend here in Kyiv, I went to this theater called the Pro-English Theater, and it's an underground, it's in a bomb shelter, and they had their own version of the the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. They had Ukrainian Fringe, and I went to this little play. Some friends had organized it. They had four actresses so that they can travel, because men can't travel, so this play can go anywhere in the world with the actresses. And it was incredibly powerful. They're trying to bring you into what it feels like to be in the war, and even with the frustrations and how people argue with each other, or the humor, how humanity doesn't go away, including like the normal problems of life, even despite the atrocities of war. And they made you feel like you were on a Ukrainian train, which is such a key part of life in the war. You know, that's how people get connected. That's how goods are delivered. And there was a scene where the train stopped and it went into blackouts, and the whole theater was dark because missiles were flying overhead. And so you had, you could feel what it's like to be on a train in the middle of Ukraine, hiding, as these rockets and drones fly overhead. And then there was a scene where one of the girls, the little girl, she had to go to the restroom and she got lost. And the actresses are grabbing the audience to help search for the girl and bringing everyone into the dark corridors of the theater. But they really made you feel like you were there in this moment. And it was, I hope somehow this production goes to the U.S. But after I left, I was outside on a phone call after the play was over. And there's a little courtyard here in Kyiv. And there was a girl in the distance on a log, and she was sobbing. And I heard her the whole time I was on the phone call. And so I went up to her afterward. I recognized she had been in the theater. And I asked, I said, "Are you all right?" And she said, "No, yes, maybe." She said, she said, "I don't know." She said she hadn't cried in like 5 months. And something in that play, opened up those emotions. And She said, she felt sad. She felt that she was being weak by crying in public. And of course, I said, it's word time. That's pretty normal. But you see, moments like this everywhere you go throughout here and in this time, and also a way for people to connect with each other. And I want to share with you what I heard. I was up late working on Monday. It was early hours of Monday, like 4 a.m. or so. We had reports of Russian bombers in the air. And in this clip, you can hear, I think you can probably even hear me typing a bit. I was writing some articles, and then you can hear the Russian bombs. And it was incredibly intense, Wendy. Within just a few minutes, the Russians sent missiles coming up from the south to Kyiv, and also from the north. So hitting the city on two different sides. And at the very end, when you heard the loudest thud, I went down to the shelter in the building I'm in, and they were playing the music of Andrea Bocelli to keep people calm. And there's this very surreal mixture of Bocelli and bombs, and we can take a listen here.
That is unbelievable. Where were you when those bombs were exploding before you went to the bomb shelter?
I was in my place where I stay in Kyiv, not on the low floor, pretty high. And but you get used to it, and you have to. Do you take an elevator? Do you run down the stairs? Is the whole building shaking, or do you just stay where you are, away from the windows? And this is a question that everyone has to answer. And I think you wait, and then all of a sudden, I think you heard that last one where I had to beep out my swear word. I've been close to a lot of bad stuff, and that was difficult. But fortunately, here in Kyiv, the air defense did work that night. It could have been much worse. But when you hear that, you hear the music of Bocelli, you feel like time is frozen and you're in some kind of weird film or dream. It really is bizarre.
It does sound like a movie. It really does. Has this been the most intense bombing going on since the war started?
No, a week ago, last Monday, was the most intense nationwide. But what we've seen since then is a very sustained, the sustained attacks these past 2 weeks. This is the first time that we've seen this almost every day.
Thank you for sharing that. I feel like I got punched in the stomach listening to that. I can't even imagine. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Bob returns tomorrow, so you'll be talking to him, and I'm sure he'll be glad to talk to you, Joseph.
Great. And Wendy, I always appreciate our conversations, and I look forward to the next time we talk.
Absolutely. And please stay safe. And listeners, you can go to UkrainianFreedomNews.com if you want to support their mission and donate. That's how you do it.